We're doing brachot. We're at the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Ami. Bottom line. Lo'olam yashlim adam parsha yotav matzibur shnayim mikra v'chad targum. A person should always finish the parsha of each week, reading it twice and reading the targum, the translation into Aramaic that we have on tradition from Sinai. You should do that every week together with the congregation. V'afilu atorot v'divon, and even the words atorot v'divon, which are names of places, and there's no real translation, so why would I have to read the translation? Still, read the targum on those words too. Shekol ha'mashlim parshiyotav matzibur, anyone who, all people who can finish their parsha with the congregation, meaning when they hit Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos morning, they're finishing their Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. Every week they finish it on time, before Mincha of that Shabbos. Marichin lo yamav v'shnotav. From heaven, they prolong his days and years. Rav Beivai Barabai Sava l'ashlominu l'parshiyata d'kulashata b'ma'le yom d'kipuri. Rav Beivai Barabai figured, let me do it all, a quick job towards the end of the year. I'll finish it all on Erev Yom Kippur. I'll do the whole year. I'll sit down that morning and I'll finish everything. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for longevity. It's a good thing to do Erev Yom Kippur. Tana lechia barav midifti. Chia barav midifti taught him the following praisa. K'tiv, the pasuk says, v'initem nafshotichem b'tisha l'chodesh b'erev. You will afflict your souls on the 9th in the evening. V'chi b'tisha mitanin. Do we really fast? Do we afflict our souls on the 9th? V'alo basara mitanin. We fast on the 10th of Tishrei. That's Yom Kippur. Ela lomar lecha, but the pasuk is coming to teach you. Kol ha'ochel v'shoteh b'tshim, aleh alav ha'katuv, kilu mitaneh, tshiv asiri. Whoever eats and drinks on the 9th, the pasuk considers it as though he fasted the 9th and the 10th, as though there was a mitzvah to fast Yom Kippur 2 days and he did it. So eating and drinking on the 9th is like fasting a double Yom Kippur. So don't waste your 9th on reading all the time. Shnayim mikra v'echad targum. You can't eat and drink all day. You're missing out on that mitzvah. So savalak duminu. So he said, okay, so next year I have a better idea. I'll do all the parshiyos in 1 or 2 weeks. Amale usaba. So Eliyahu Hanavi told him, Tanina, we have the following braisa. Don't do it too early, don't do it too late. Kadamalo Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi libnei. Like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught his children, Ashlimu parshiyotaychu im atzibur shnai mikra ve'echad targum. Make sure to finish Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum with the congregation every week. V'yizahru bevridin ki Rabbi Yehuda. And be careful when you slaughter a chicken to do it, like Rabbi Yehuda says, that you cut the sinews so that all the blood comes out. When you're cutting a bird and you might roast it all at once, you want to make sure all the blood comes out, make sure to cut the vridim, the sinews. Vridim aren't sinews. Vridim are... This is a breed. Veins. Ditnan, for we have the following. Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Sheishchot Et Avridin. Got to make sure to cut the veins together with the shechitas, that all the blood comes out. V'yizahru b'zaken sheshechach talmudo mechamat onso. And he told them, be careful with an older person who forgot his learning for circumstances beyond his control. He got sick, or he had to work hard to make a living. Be careful to honor him. Damrinan, for we have the following tradition, Luchot v'shivrei luchot munachot ba'aron. The luchos and the broken luchos were together in the ark, meaning we give respect even to something that's broken. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi told his kids, be careful. One of the things he warned them was to be careful to finish Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum with the congregation. And from here, we'll run into more things that people said on their deathbed, Bezrat Shem, tomorrow.